So on This Isn't My Degree, I typically talk with social media creators, but today I'm joined by a legend. Ozzy, thank you for being here today.
All right. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited to talk with you about social media and also, like I said, community and your experience. Just like, I feel like I can learn so much from you.
Well, let's say, you know, from a social media standpoint, I'm an old guy, you know, so social media is probably not as much a part of my life as it is for young guys. And I tell people that if I was playing today, it would be a lot tougher to play today than it was when I was playing, you know, because social media plays such a big part. You press send and boy, it's all over the world, you know, so you have to be very, very careful. And certainly for me, with the things that I try and do in my life, I have to be kind of guarded with some of the things that I say and the things that I do. So from a social standpoint, when you talk about, when we talk about sport, you know, it's the camaraderie. Now, the way I use social media is for business purposes and TikTok for my entertainment. I enjoy sitting down and watching some of the things that go on in people's lives. You know, I don't want to be that active in it, as active as some people become. But, you know, it's nice being able to sit down and read some positive stories, too. There are a lot of positive stories on social media that that I enjoy reading and stuff. And that's really kind of my involvement with it through my charities and stuff like that. That's my contact with social media.
So what about podcasts? Do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. You know, I'm on a lot of podcasts. Yeah. You know, everybody's got a podcast and stuff. But I'm on with guys all the time that, that have the podcast. And that's entertaining, too, because it gives you an opportunity to see inside of someone. You know, Shay Shay is one of those things that, you know, you... A lot of stuff come out of there, you know.
Absolutely.
It's not all good. It's not all bad, you know. So that's how I use social media.
So let's talk about one of the foundational elements of social media, which is community. So I would love to hear about your community and describe your experience with the St. Louis community. Maybe tell some stories about what it was like being on the team and having that togetherness. I would love to hear a little bit more about that and get a glimpse behind the curtain.
Well, you know, the one thing that when you retire, you do something for 20, 25 years, the one thing that you miss the most, people say, well, you know, do you miss going out there playing? You don't miss going out there playing because you find something else to get involved in. That thing for me, as it is for a lot of guys, I think guys gravitate to the game of golf because you're able to develop that camaraderie that you miss from whatever it was that you were doing. And that certainly is the number one thing, the camaraderie that is developed through through social, being social.
Yeah.
And so that for me, you know, we don't party as much when you get... When you get 69, 70 years old, you don't party as much, but you know, you miss those things, but I'm still able to go to some pretty nice events through social media. We find out through social media, you know, so that's a nice part of it. And I keep my distance. I'm at it at a pretty good distance of where, you know, I can still stay informed and not get too hurt by it.
So you mentioned how you go on TikTok for like entertainment purposes. Do you work a lot with like Instagram, YouTube, Facebook?
I don't do a lot of Facebook stuff. You know, I guess my name pops up a lot on it, you know, because of things that I'm doing. But, you know, I don't actually sit down and become a part of that. I do Instagram and we do Instagram because of the things that I do here in this community and stuff. And that's how you get the word out. It's so easy to get the word out through Instagram and stuff. So, as I said, I do it for business more than anything.
Would you agree that community is an important aspect of building success?
I think it's for everybody. Community is important. And it's one of the reasons that I think that so many guys, when they come here for the first time or have the chance to play here, there's so many guys that stay here. And that's because of community.
What do you think it is about St. Louis that keeps people in? Because visit and they're like, oh, I love it here.
Yeah, I think it's that people come from the land. And they understand the work ethic. I think baseball fans here in this town, the sports people or people in general in this town understand that, you know, you're not going to win all the time.
Yeah.
But it's about the effort that is given.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when players come here, and I'm speaking from a sports standpoint, when players come here, they realize that people are looking for the effort that they give every day. And that's not just a home team. That's a visiting team as well. You know, mm-hmm. you always hear about these being such great fans. They're great fans because they have an appreciation for the effort that is put out every day.
That's the thing. It's infectious when yes. you go to a game, because it's like even people that this is their first time experiencing it,
mm-hmm.
they leave the stadium like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I gotta come back.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think that happens here in this town, and you're always going to have one person that gets out of line, but mm-hmm. if a person does get out of line in the stands, you have people to say, hey, we don't do that here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are other places, and I won't name any names, but there are other places where fans become very belligerent and throw things on the field. You mm-hmm. don't see that a lot here. And I think it's because people take a lot of pride in, you know, going down to Busch Stadium and being known as people that are respective of the game and people who have a real understanding of what sportsmanship and stuff is all about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There is a level of respect mm-hmm. that has to be both on and off the field. And that goes for fans as well.
That's exactly right.
There's a lot of responsibility on us to make sure that environment is,
that's right.
It's kept up.
And when you're on television and stuff, you know, people want to be, I want to be proud of the place that I call home.
We're actually at the beginning of another one of your successful stories
mm-hmm.
and it's right here on the table.
Oh yeah.
For those that are unfamiliar, what is the significance of the backflip?
Well, it started out as one of these things that I had no idea where it was going to take me. You know, when I was a kid growing up, getting sawdust in my hair and getting yelled at for having sawdust or bringing sawdust into the house, I had no idea that one day we'd be sitting here talking about a backflip
yeah.
being the thing that you're remembered for. And sometimes they remember me more for the backflip than they do the baseball that I played. You know, not that that's good or bad, but... you know, it's nice to have something that people can look at in a positive light. And that certainly has been one. And it's one that is now affording me the opportunity to bring an RTD to the market that that people will be able to recognize through that backflip.
Yeah.
And the number one asked question for me has always been, can you still do it? You know, I try mm-hmm. and keep myself in decent shape. So people see me and they go, well, can you still do the backflip? And mm-hmm. these days I tell them, no, I can't do one, but I can drink one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's one of the new endeavors that I'm trying as an entrepreneurial spirit. And I think people will enjoy it. And at the same time, we can do some good. We give a lot back.
Mm-hmm. And is there a give back involved with the backflip?
Yes. PGA Reach will receive some of the proceeds from this here and it will continue to help my charity.
Excellent. I'm just excited that I can finally do a backflip. I've never been able to do one, but now finally, it's my time.
It's your time.
So is this something we can enjoy at games this upcoming season? Yeah, where can we find this?
It'll be at the ballpark. It'll be at Ballpark Village. Schnucks, Deerbergs, Total Wine and Cheese, Dirt Cheap. List goes on and on.
Okay.
We're trying to grow the list.
Accessible. I like
yes.
it.
Yes.
So I'd like to wrap up with one thing. What is something that you would like the next generation to know? This up and coming generation that's about to, you know, start making a name for themselves and coming from somebody that's made a name for themselves, what would you like to tell them at the beginning of their journey?
Well, here again, don't take anything for granted. Be respectful of the people that are around you.
Mm-hmm.
Be respectful of the people who are sharing their knowledge. Older people, they always have something to share. Try and find that thing that has made those people successful.
Mm-hmm.
And find a way to apply that to what you're trying to achieve in your life. And, you know, if you approach it that way, I think you'll end up in a good spot.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can like backflip and land. Land on your feet.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. Yeah, and we'll be looking out for Backflip for sure.
All right.
I'm excited for this cherry lemonade. That's a good flavor.
Yeah.
What's the other one we got here?
Grapefruit Paloma.
This is a solid lineup.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully the lineup will grow.
I hope to see it do that. Again, thank you so much.
Thank you.